Oh, yeah.
So is that how we're going to open up every episode, or what?
Every episode? Because every time when I pop into Discord, I always give them a, oh, yeah! And then, so, that's going to be our new motto.
Okay.
Fuck, I can never get this shit right. All right. Here we are. Welcome back to the local podcast. We have you, boy, Carlos Perez.
Yep, and me, Phoenix.
Talking really low. And we're back, episode 9. This time, what did we miss? Just a week, huh? A week from the last episode?
2 weeks?
All right, whatever.
Because it was right when you came back.
Yeah, it's better than what it was before. Like, we missed like what, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
And probably if you're always listening, every time we upload, I don't know why, but the video fucked up and I couldn't get it on YouTube. So I'm trying again right now, but it was on everything else, mm-hmm. Spotify, basically audio apps instead of on YouTube, but it should be up later this week with this episode. So double episodes for YouTube. Yay.
Cool.
Well, if you're listening to this and you don't know that we're on audio services, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Audio Boom,
mm-hmm.
and YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. There's links and everything. In the bio,
we're on MySpace as well.
Yeah, we're set as the music player.
Yeah,
one of the favorites. You can also find our podcast on hotfreelayouts.com. And well, yeah, that's episode 9, dude. What you been up to for these past 2 weeks?
Not much. Just skating. Actually, no, I haven't been skating.
Mm-hmm.
I skated once today and couldn't really do it because my knee was hurting again.
Mm-hmm.
But lately just been playing guitar, like always, teaching guitar,
mm-hmm.
Planning on buying a new guitar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you get your guitar today? You didn't even go today, huh?
I didn't go today. No, I have like 4 that I'm like trying to decide which ones I want to do. So I want to play them all first and then
trade them in, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I've been playing Bloodborne like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
fuck that game.
It's such a hard game, but
you still haven't beat it yet?
Hell no.
You're not even close?
I don't know. I think I'm probably like halfway done.
Do you see that spider right there just crawling up in front of the mic right here?
Oh yeah, right here.
This is so weird because it's like it looks like he's just crawling in air, but it's obviously Spider-Man. There's a web.
It's mini Spider-Man.
That's so sick. He wants to be on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And we have a special guest, the spider.
Yeah.
I was going to say the spider boy, but it's not a
the
boy.
The spider boy.
All right, let me hit it.
Okay.
Oh, my eye. Gone forever. All right.
Okay.
Welcome back. Are you saying trading guitars? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then Bloodborne. It's a really hard game, but, like, the scenery and everything in it is, like, it's beautiful. Like, it's disgusting.
It has a really nice art style, huh?
Yeah, it's, like, disgusting, but, like, really nice at the same time. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and it's so rewarding when you beat a boss on there because...
Let me cut you off again. Do you see that second spider right there? Yeah. All right, sorry. All right, go back. No more distractions.
Okay. But, yeah, like, some of the bosses on there are so overpowered. Like, they're so hard. But some of them are, like, later on in the game. And they're super easy. It, like, makes no sense. It's
really?
Like, it's, like, unbalanced. And then, one of the bosses I beat not too long ago is, like, Rom the Spider or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, right after he beat him, the game gets so much harder after that.
I bet.
I don't know why. Like, it just ramps up in difficulty, like, insane. But, yeah, I passed all that part. There's, like, two... It's cool because there's, like, a lot of, like, side missions and stuff that you can kind of do. Like,
mm-hmm.
side story kind of stuff to unlock other things. But, yeah, there's just a lot of stuff to do in that game.
Damn.
And it's really easy to get lost because it's, like, kind of convoluted. Like, it doesn't really tell you where you're supposed to go. You
mm-hmm.
kind of just have to figure it out yourself. But, yeah, I love that game.
Fuck that game. I remember when that game first came out, I tried playing it. And that was... I always say this. I don't know if I said it, but... Before they made the update, when you would die, it would take like 2 minutes to load yourself mm-hmm. back in.
And that's something that you do a lot in that game.
Yeah.
You die.
Like, I die and I have to wait 2 minutes. It's like, just the thing of it constantly, I have to wait so long to just hop back in. Mm-hmm. It sucks. So I just gave up. I literally did not leave the first area.
Well, they fixed the first, that. No, so now you can play it.
I know. It was free on PlayStation. I have it right now, but I haven't went back to it. I do want to beat it or get farther than I did because all I did was get to the alley. Mm-hmm. The alley and then where you fight that dragon on the bridge. Mm-hmm. The dragon. The dog.
Yeah.
Right? It's a dog.
I can't remember its name.
Yeah, but...
I did that part a long time ago.
I didn't beat him, but I said, fuck it. If... I keep constantly dying. I know I gotta take my time, but just dying takes too long to come back. That shit sucked, but I want to go back to play it, but...
Yeah, you have to, dude. You have to play it, because I have nobody to talk to about that game. Like, literally nobody plays that game.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I'll probably get back to it.
It's really good. And then you get so hyped when you beat up, a boss. Like, because it's so hard. But yeah, I really recommend that game. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. It kind of makes me want to try out the Dark Souls game, but I'm not sure. Because I know Dark Souls 3 is supposed to be harder than Bloodborne.
Oh, okay. I heard it different. I heard Bloodborne is harder than Dark Souls.
Oh, really? Because on the Game Facts website, the top, I think, 8 hardest RPG games on PlayStation 4 is, Bloodborne, Dark Souls 3, and then Bloodborne's, DLC. Mm-hmm. Collector's Edition or whatever, and then Dark Souls, Collector's Edition.
Oh, the DLC
They're, the top, hardest games on there, I think.
God. Yeah, I have Dark Souls 3 on PC.
I played it a little bit on PC, but I don't know, I was horrible at it.
I'm gonna say that's it?
Yep.
What have I been doing? My car died, I fucked my dad's car, we went to the movies.
Did we talk about this? I thought we talked about it on the last podcast.
I don't think so.
You sure?
Yeah. I know. I don't think so, no. I know that right after, because so, we went, me, Nate, and Fabian.
We did, because we were talking about that movie.
The Muppet movie?
Yeah, we talked about the Muppet movie.
Bless me.
Just reoccurring.
Okay. Alright, so then I did talk about it, so I don't have to say it again. Alright, so there's that happened. We're getting it fixed. It's going to cost me a lot of money. And shit sucks, but whatever. Does that happen? Oh, so I almost killed my grandma, right?
Yeah. Just
I don't,
like that,
I don't know right? why, but my grandma comes at the most randomest times. It doesn't matter. Who cares? If she comes, you know? It's nice. But, it was just so random. I heard my sister, she never closes the fucking kitchen door. And I hate it because... her dog gets in there and she starts barking and then the dog wakes me up. So anyways, I hear the kitchen door open. I go run up next to my door because I know my sister always comes to my room for some stupid ass reason. And I'm like, I'm getting ready. I run next to my door. I'm hiding in there. And then I see the door open to my room and I'm thinking it's my sister. And then as if she's peeking in there, my sister goes in my room for no fucking reason. She does not need to be in there. She takes some shit out of mine that she doesn't need. Obviously needs it, but, it's my shit. She should ask. So I'm right there, and I see the door peeking open, and I see some hair. And I just say, fuck it. And I pop out, and I go, rah! Just loudest fuck. And, I'm just screaming so fucking loud. And I see who it is. And it's my fucking grandma.
Oh, you almost gave her a heart attack.
Yeah, dude. I was so scared. I was like, oh, God, dude. She's going to drop right now. She's going to drop on the floor right now. God damn.
Could you imagine? That's something that would happen in that 70s show.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. It was so crazy because my grandma got so scared. And I was like, oh, my God, grandma. Grandma, are you okay? Dude, I thought you were BB. What are you doing? What the hell are you peeking in my room for? That shit was so funny and so...
That's all bad.
She gave me, the death stare.
Is that what you're for real?
My grandma, she's, super, believes in Jesus and everything. Mm-hmm. So, she looked at me like she wanted to hit me so bad. But then she was like, no, if I hit him, I'm not going to heaven. So she held everything back.
Oh, my God.
That shit was so funny, but I was like, fuck. I fucked up.
That's all bad, dude.
But yeah, there was that happened. That happened 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. There was that. I played a couple of new games. I've been playing... Well, I started playing this game called Strange Brigade.
Okay.
That game is pretty fucking dope.
Yeah.
It's like a zombie game. Mm-hmm. I think it's like more like mummies and skeletons.
Mummy is a zombie.
All right, whatever. But it's like, instead of doing like Black Ops zombie maps, like had you just stuck in one area, like you're actually beating the level. Inside these maps, there's puzzles, and the puzzles that you get, you can unlock like artifacts, and if you collect a full set of artifacts, you can unlock new abilities. Like it gets you a skill point.
Mm-hmm.
And like the guy I am, I have the ability to like just like charge through people, and when you kill zombies, you collect their souls. That's how you charge your ability.
Okay.
And my guy, I could charge through zombies, and that fucking ability sucks. So I got all the artifacts for one, and I got a new ability where I could raise zombies and they fight for me.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's pretty dope. And it's just cool because like instead of just doing one zombie Easter egg map, you're actually playing through a story of zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dope. Me and my friend Glass, Damien, Robert, yeah, that's pretty much just the four people that have it. But yeah, that game's super dope. I like it so far. We gotta beat it soon though. But been playing that Hollow Knight still. Fucking hate Hollow Knight because I keep dying. I was so scared because I was playing earlier and I had like 4,000 coins. And I wanted to go to the bank so I could put it to the bank and save it. But then I was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna go back to the home base and buy what I need to buy and spend it all. And then when I was I died in one spot, and I was like, alright, fuck it. You know what? I'm just going to rank up some health and go back and get my shit. Because you could go back and kill your evil soul and get all your coins back where you died. Right where I was next to, I was almost there. I only had one more hit left. If I get hit one more time, I lose all my coins, everything. And then I was like, fuck, I got to kill some people. I have never been so scared to lose all my shit that quick.
Dude, I did that on one of the bosses on Bloodborne. Like, I had, like, just a sliver of health left. And I'm like, if he just, like, rolls over and just touches me, like, I'm dead. Mm-hmm. But he only had, like, one hit left, so I'm like, I'm just gonna risk it. Luckily, it worked out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hollow Knight is pretty dope. So far, from what my friend says, that he's, like, 40 hours in, and, like, fuck, he says I'm nowhere near him, that I'm still at the very beginning.
Oh, really?
And that game is so fucking huge.
Because it starts you at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
And you die.
No. It starts you back because there's little benches that if you sit on it, it regains all your health. And where you sit on the bench, that's like a checkpoint.
Oh, that's so just if you die like, there, that sounds just like Bloodborne. Like when you light up a lamp or whatever,
that's
like your save point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or yeah, dude. There's this one boss, and he's sitting on a bench. Like I just got to him. He's sitting on a bench, and on my map it says there's a bench there, and I'm just like, I'm dying so close to this bench. How come I'm not spawning there? I go check where the bench is. The boss is sitting on the bench.
Aww.
So I had to kill the boss to be able to get that checkpoint. So it sucks.
You have to do that on Bloodborne too. You have to kill the boss to be able to unlock the lamp to go back to a place like where you level up and stuff like that.
But yeah, Hollow Knight's really dope. I think you should play if you ever get a Switch. That's pretty cool. Well, it's on PC too.
I'm not going to.
Well, it's on PC too. And I don't know if it's on PlayStation or Xbox, but it's on PC and Switch.
Mm.
I think I always like playing more indie games on my Switch. Like, I'm going to buy what's that game called?
Undertale.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it tonight. It comes out tomorrow. Okay, cool. So I'm going to play that on a plane.
Yeah, that one looks really good. Like, I don't know if you watched Carl's gameplay of it or
not. I was going to watch it, but then he says if you haven't played it, to play it.
Yeah.
And I listen to all my YouTubers. And whatever they say to do, I'll do it.
Oh, yeah. But, like, the gameplay and stuff on it,
it looks cool.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a really weird combat system.
Yeah. It's cool. I haven't seen much gameplay, but all I've heard is that it's just a good game. So I'm like, fuck it, I get it. I'll get it. Mm-hmm. It's a cool indie game. There's that game. I played Hollow Knight, played some Fortnite. I was grinding for, like, probably, like, 4 hours last night.
I'm kind of thinking of trying Fortnite.
You should try it.
I don't want to.
You should try. Like, to me, it's just, like, I mean, it's free.
Uh-huh.
And it sucks at first because you suck and everyone's been playing for so long already.
Like me with every single video game I've ever played.
Like, it's just so weird. Like, it's not just like a random like team deathmatch game. Like, it's actually like finding guns, building and stuff.
No, when you find a gun, do you get to keep it? Like, does it stay in like your storage or whatever? Or is it only for that one game?
Oh no, it's only for that one game.
Okay.
So whatever gun, whatever you find in that game and whatever you leave, it's just all gone.
Oh, yeah.
Just a brand new game every single time. The only thing, there's nothing like that. You don't find nothing in game and get a keep forever.
Mm-hmm.
Usually stuff you get a keep forever is just like cosmetic items, like skins and stuff. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff you have to buy.
All right.
So basically no one is ever
like higher more, up.
Yeah, than you. No one better than you.
Right.
It's just that they're better at the game.
Uh-huh.
That's all it is.
Oh, that's cool.
There are different types of guns inside games. Like there's different colors. Like it goes from like I think like gray, green, blue, purple, and then orange.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how it goes. And then orange is always like the strongest, but sometimes it has like side effects. Like it may be the strongest gun, but it shoots slow.
Oh, all right.
It
has like pros and cons.
Yeah, something like that. But for me, like I can have a great pistol and I'll kill somebody mm-hmm. and he'll have like an orange mm-hmm. machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
But like literally that's like my best gun, the pistol.
Oh really?
And everyone hates the pistol for some reason.
That's weird.
Like yesterday I was playing and I never used a Desert Eagle mm-hmm. and that shit is like one shot, like
oh yeah.
It takes so long, it goes bah
mm-hmm.
you gotta like bring your arm back down.
Like a real Desert Eagle.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, fucking, I'm just gonna try and shoot this guy. I fucking hit him once, and then I do like 80 damage. And I was like, oh fuck, I knocked 80 off of him, and my partner like took him down.
All right.
I was like, sick. And then like his partners are coming up to come help him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see someone coming up the stairs. I'm right there, bah! And then I freaking knock him down. I was mm-hmm. like, oh hell yeah, I got him. And then all the like, if you knock all the teammates die, because it's like zombies. Once you get down, someone can revive you.
Yeah.
So if I get down and you're playing like in a group, a team group,
mm-hmm.
If you get down, someone can revive you. So when you knock someone down, you can either kill them off right then and there when they're on the floor crawling,
or wait for someone,
or kill the rest of his team and then they all die at once.
Oh yeah.
So that's pretty cool. But yeah, it was pretty tight. I got my first kill with a deagle yesterday.
Oh nice.
But yeah, I haven't played the new gateway mode. I should though, because there's only like a day left. But
oh, that came out already?
Mm-hmm.
The one with the suction cup gun or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that gun's pretty tight, too. That gun, it, like, launches you and stuff. Like, there's this mode called soaring.
Mm-hmm.
When you jump out of the bus in the beginning, you use your glider, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in this soaring mode, you do the same thing all the time in the beginning. But in soaring, you can build up a high-ass ramp and jump off of it and then use your parachute again.
Oh, yeah.
In regular mode, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Or you'll die. But in that one, like you could just you could use a grappling gun and it gives you like a launch and you can fly up and then just use your glider as soon as you fly away. Yeah, it's pretty tight. But yeah, other than Fortnite, oh Spider-Man, fucking forgot.
What's that?
Oh god, dude, stop. High key, out of everything, how excited I was, it met my expectations. A lot of people gave it 10s or 9s and. Usually, the only review I watch is like IGN's,
mm-hmm.
and they give it like an 8.7.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And I thought it was like a good from 8 to 9. I don't think it was a perfect 10 though.
Mm-hmm.
But it was super.
Was the story cool. Like really short, or what?
Hell, I think it would be if I didn't do all the side missions. Mm-hmm. I think the story would be really really short.
Yeah, because it sounds like it.
Either the story is really really short. The side missions are pretty cool. Overall, that game is so good.
Oh, really?
I like the game.
That's
even
cool.
I still got to do all the side missions still. I still got to platinum it. But I'm probably going to wait till the DLC comes out. I think DLC comes out in October. I think there's a DLC for every month. October, November, and December.
Oh,
or it's October, December, then January.
Mm.
I'm not sure, but whatever. But, yeah, I beat the game. I think I spent like... I remember I was spending like 15 hours a day just playing it as soon as it came out.
Mm-hmm.
The day it came out, I played for like a couple hours. And then the next day, I played for like 12 hours.
Oh
the day
God.
After that, I literally woke up at like 9 in the morning. I couldn't go back to sleep. I went to sleep like at 4 in the morning after that. So from 9 a.m. till 4 a.m., I played Spider-Man that long.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Just doing side missions. And it's so fucking dope. Like all the costumes you get in there. Oh my God. Dude. The screenshots. Oh my. It's called photo mode.
Mm-hmm.
Man, dude, I took a couple of good shots. A lot of my friends, they post up their screenshots and stuff. Fuck, dude. The costumes make it look so badass.
Oh, really?
And supposedly in all the DLC, they're going to add more costumes to it. So I'm like, hell mm-hmm. yeah. But man, Spider-Man, without spoiling it, but fuck, it's a good game. For sure, what I'm really disappointed as, though, the collector's edition.
Oh, really?
I don't like the statue.
Aww.
I think the statue is really low quality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kinda, it's 100.
That doesn't really surprise me, though.
It just shocks me because it's 150 bucks, mm-hmm. right? The God of War one was 150 bucks, and the God of War one looks way better. It's way bigger. Everything is more detailed in the God of War one than the Spider-Man one.
I feel like that might be because, like, the development team for, like, God of War, I feel like they were more, like, they were more in, like, to, like, more realistic looking stuff.
Mm. And then Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man's just, like, it's just Spider-Man, so they're not mm-hmm. really focusing on, like, the statue and stuff like that. But on God of War, they're focusing on, like, all the character models and yeah. all, like, the details and stuff like that. So, I don't know.
That makes sense. I mean, the game, the way everyone looks,
mm-hmm.
I think they look super good.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are complaining that Mary Jane doesn't look hot.
That's a complaint? And
that's a complaint that people are saying, yeah, she looks nothing like the comic books. Like,
oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
People find the dumbest things to complain about.
Oh my god. Did you see the thing that they thought Insomniac was, like, cheating on the game?
What?
Because of a puddle inside an E3 demo, and then when they showed the final demo, and the puddle wasn't there anymore. Like, people were, like, something like that. People were complaining about a puddle not being in the game anymore.
How would they be, like,
don't know what the fuck they were doing, but they were getting mad at something so fucking stupid.
Sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I seen a screenshot, because there's a move inside Spider-Man where you could, like, throw your webs on the ground and pull yourself, like, down to the ground really fast.
You just ruined the game for me.
God damn. Well, there's that certain move. Well, someone took a screenshot of that move, like, during... Oh, you know... Fuck. I'm going everywhere. But you know how you said there's different types? Scenarios of the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's morning, afternoon, and there's nighttime.
Oh, okay. That's
in the
cool.
game. And sometimes, like, there was, like, rain in two.
Mm-hmm.
There's rain in the game while some guy's doing the slam move, and while it's raining, and they took a screenshot, and that screenshot looks so nice, and someone quoted it on Twitter, says, dang, this game looks real nice, especially that puddle. Like, I can't believe it's there, it looks real good. But yeah, that was pretty cool. But
wait, are they, so they're complaining that the puddle's not there, or that there's a puddle in there?
Something like that. It's fucking stupid. Wow. Like, that they made a change from an early access, development stage to final stage.
Wow.
I don't know what the point was to get mad
retarded.
At.
Retarded.
Yeah, it's getting mad at stupid shit. People are getting mad that Mary Jane doesn't look hot.
I'm kind of pissed now, too.
Yeah. You know what? It's not even a 10.
That's why I wanted to play the game.
Oh, okay.
Just to see Mary Jane.
Because
you have to be Spider-Man.
You don't even want to play it, then.
Right?
It's not even that good, then.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think I think it's fucking stupid if you're going to get mad at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's really stupid.
But whatever. But other than that...
People just want to complain about everything.
They want to find a reason to not like the game.
Yeah, it's retarded.
But other than that, I think the game's really good. The story's really good. The ending credits... Fuck, it's so good. I think the combat is really... It took me a long time to get used to.
Oh, really?
That's why I was playing so long, because I kept, like... Not, like, dying, but, like... I was struggling with boss fights and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because the combat is really weird. I don't know.
It's not like Batman?
It is kind of like Batman, but it's kind of not like Batman. Mm. Like, it has its differences, but... The way I was trying to play, too, is that I'm trying to use all my web gadgets.
Oh, okay.
Because you have, like, a majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't just want to keep using just one. Like, yeah. I wanted to, like, they give me these gadgets, I want to use them, you know? Mm-hmm. And I did find a fuck ton of uses for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty dope. But, yeah, the combat's kind of hard to get used to. The swinging, fuck. The swinging is so fucking nice.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I freaking jumped from, like, I tried to get to the tallest tower.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. It's so
Isn't
dope.
It the Empire State Building?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Yeah. At least to me, I don't think so.
Because that's supposed to be, like, the tallest building in
the world. I think the tallest building... Well, it's the Marvel Universe. I'm jumping off the Avengers Tower.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there's that. But other than that, I think the game's really good. If you don't have a PlayStation, you better go fucking buy one.
Just for this game.
Fuck, dude. I've seen so many memes of Spider-Man.
I know.
There's that meme. I think I sent it to the Instagram chat. It was, like... comparisons of what Spider-Man looks like on everything.
Yeah, and it's black on everything. Yeah, on all the other consoles.
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, do you see that meme of people playing Xbox? It says people that own Xbox that can't play Spider-Man PS4. They're playing Lego Spider-Man. That's just funny. But, yeah, Spider-Man's out. If you don't have a PlayStation, I feel like...
Why don't you have a PlayStation?
I feel like there's so many good games besides Spider-Man to not there have a PlayStation is. Already.
Name one good game on Xbox that you wouldn't be able to live without on Xbox.
You guys hear that cricket? That's pretty much fucking accurate. Uh-huh. Accurate.
There's literally the only game on Xbox that I want to play is Forza. That's it.
Yeah,
me that's too. The only game.
That's especially just the new one. I don't even care about the other one.
The new one looks
actually.
So
I want to
cool.
play. I think it's Forza Horizon 3.
Mm-hmm. I played that
and it
one.
Has the Hot Wheels DLC.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It has,
that
like,
looks
Hot
pretty cool.
Track and stuff like that.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool.
I was playing it on my bro's house.
Mm-hmm. But I was gonna say other than that,
just something on Xbox.
Yeah, other than that,
we're super biased against. Well, I don't know.
I just think
if we're not really biased, but it's just being obvious.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of people really ride Xbox's dick.
Mm-hmm. I just don't
think there's a good enough reason.
I was an Xbox 360 guy. Like I did that like the whole time, like mm-hmm. doing it in like Black Ops 1 and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And I love. It's mainly because I love the Xbox 360 controller.
Uh huh.
But the games are just.
There is just no games.
Yeah,
that's
it's just
it.
Not good.
Yeah, I don't know. Like just to be biased against Xbox is like, and for people to say like Xbox is better than PlayStation, like if you really think about it, it's supposed to be a video game console.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Video game console means you need video games.
Yeah.
Xbox has video games, but they don't have like exclusives like PlayStation does.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know like how exclusives work, but I know Xbox just bought a fuck ton of companies though. Oh, I think really? They bought like 24 companies at E3.
Damn.
24 or 12.
Oh
either
my
one.
God.
But yeah, they bought a lot. So you can see some exclusives coming from them.
They're gonna be
not
horrible.
Soon, but obviously, but like they just don't have any stuff that appeals. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, if you could live without Spider-Man, God of War, Last of Us,
go
on.
If you could live without good games, then yeah, go ahead and go with Xbox.
Yeah. There's that, and even if, like, your friends, like, where a majority of your friends are, too.
You're better off with an Xbox 360 than an Xbox One.
Probably.
There's more good games on that than there is on the new one.
Well, then again, you have backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing. No, I can't say that. The only thing that I think Xbox is doing right is Xbox Game Pass and backwards compatibility.
Yeah. And I do find that cool that they did that, like, little gadget thing where people that have, like, disabilities can play. Like, I think that's really cool, too.
Yeah, that's dope as fuck. The, mm-hmm. You
it's
know
like
what I seen?
It's like a weird pad thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that.
You know what I seen? This guy's arm is, like, cut off. So, mm-hmm. like, he only has his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he's playing Fortnite with his shoulder, building and everything. Like, he has his controller, like, on his cheek and his shoulder holding it.
What the
and he's
hell?
Playing it with his other hand, dude. It's so fucking crazy. Like, and he's sniping, like, so fucking, like, dude.
How?
He's so fucking good.
I remember I was watching the news a long time ago when, like, Mortal Kombat, like, Deadly Alliance came out.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some kid that was blind that was beast.
Really?
At Mortal Kombat, yeah. And
what
it made
the...
no sense to me at all. Like, I remember watching it, because when did that game come out?
No,
like, 2003
you know,
or something like that?
You know what's happening? They gave him a controller, but it's not plugged in, and someone else
oh,
is like...
true. 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 No, but he was, like, on the news and stuff, and I was, like, a little kid watching this. I was like, how?
That's great. He's probably listening to the buttons and how they're being pressed.
Right?
Like,
he's like listening to like every footstep like the mm-hmm. other character's making.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, other than that, Spider-Man's good. But maybe on our next podcast we should have a bunch of people that only like Xbox and a bunch of people that
who do we know that only likes Xbox? Michael?
I have a fuck ton of friends that won't buy a PlayStation or won't buy a PC. No, they won't buy a PC. They just think it's expensive. And it really is.
Literally,
but,
the two best consoles to ever have is a PC or a PS4. In my opinion.
As of right now, yeah.
Yeah.
That,
the Switch
and I think
is,
the Switch
is
up there, too.
Switch, too. Especially with, like, the new Smash.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, for sure. Like, if you want, like, main, like, game titles and stuff like that, either have like a nice gaming laptop or a good PC,
mm-hmm.
or a PS4.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see why, like, even for Call of Duty, there's a big Call of Duty fan base. Like,
mm-hmm.
you get like the DLC packs like a month early from Xbox. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. But I was thinking maybe for like a podcast episode, we could get a bunch of people that like and hear their reasons why only Xbox and why they won't get a PlayStation.
The controller.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm pretty sure that's gonna be the only fucking reason, dude.
I know it will.
It wouldn't surprise me. But I want to have like a podcast where we're just all talking about it, like mm-hmm. hear everyone's reason, or just have like two people. It doesn't matter. But
yeah.
other than that, it's pretty cool. But yeah, that's all. That's all I've been doing: Spider-Man, Fortnite, Hollow Knight, and Stranger Brigade.
We'll call this podcast the hate on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox hate.
Xbox. Why we hit Xbox podcast.
Yeah.
But other than that, we could hop into one last thing, which is kind of like some news that we don't usually talk about: music.
Mm.
Our boy, my boy, my most like dead ass favorite rapper, Mac Miller died, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, I don't know why, but I'm so bummed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no lie, like when I listen to his music now, like, damn.
I think it's because you know that he's not gonna be able to come out with like new music and stuff like that.
You know what's crazy too? Because my friend Andres, he hit me up one day. He was like, "Hey, dude, like for some reason, like it was a couple of days before that actually. I was gonna buy Mac Miller tickets on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you said that you wanted to go see that.
Yeah, I wanted to go see him, and it was gonna be like $350, and I was like, because I was gonna get the VIP shit where mm-hmm. I'm just like upstage and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was gonna.
That's not that bad for VIP.
Yeah, but like it was like the highest paid ticket you could get. It mm-hmm. was like $350, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna do it. Heck yeah. And I was like, you know what, but I'm probably going to wait until I have all my bills paid off, though.
Yeah.
And then, so I didn't get my tickets. And after I didn't get them, I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, I feel like I'm not going to be able to see him again. Like, I had this weird feeling,
uh-huh.
like, as if, like, I knew something bad was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
And, like a couple of days later, he was doing, like, $5 shows, like in LA. My friend hit me up. He was like, hey, dude, you want to go see Mac Miller? If you're the first person in line, like, first 100 people get in for free, you want to go wait in line and I can meet you up there? And I was like, oh, yeah, dude, I'd be down to go. It's just that I have to wait here at home because the pool guys are in the backyard, so I can't go. And he was like, oh, all right, for sure. And I see my friend Snapchat. He's there with Mac Miller. I'm like, dang, that's fucking dope. And then, pretty much last Friday?
Is that when it happened?
Yeah, last Friday. I thought
it was like 2 days ago.
Not this Friday that just passed, the Friday before. Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. It's a podcast. But, yeah, a couple of...
Oh, wait, last Friday was 2 days ago. Or, I mean, this Friday was 2 days
but ago. But, yeah, dude. It just sucks knowing that he's gone, dude.
Mm-hmm.
It fucking sucks. I can't think of, like... Man, I had so much music of him on my iPod, and then my iPod got jacked. That shit sucked. I'm so bummed, dude.
Damn, dude. That's all bad.
It feels so weird because, like, obviously I didn't know him, like, how me and you know each other.
Yeah.
But now just knowing that, like...
That he can't would, know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I can't meet him and that, like, he legit was, like, my favorite rapper. Out of all this new generation, like, mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar or whatever, or... I don't know. Like, for me, like, when new music come out, it's just like, it's not... Not as good like back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I'm that type of person.
For me, with rap music, because I don't listen to rap that much. But mm-hmm. if I do, I listen to all '90s stuff. Like it's all like Notorious B.I.G. or like mm-hmm. What else? Like Ice Cube and stuff mm-hmm. like that. That's like all the rap that I listen to.
Yeah, I can't listen to anything new. But if it was like Mac Miller, it was like, all right, I'm on it.
Yeah,
just because
he kind of had like that vibe. I guess
he not that he had that vibe. It's just that like some of the stuff like. I can relate to so much of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The song Remember.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about like his friend dying and stuff. So I think of that song when Josh died
that night.
Or Frequency Flow would call him Darkness. But yeah, that song came out too. But yeah. But just because like, I don't know, he was just like, the way he raps, like it was just more like childish, like something relatable, like he was like throwing like Adventure Time, so that'll hook me in.
Oh, okay, that's
like cool. I don't know, it was just super cool. I don't know, Like, it's just real nice.
Like, I don't know. I feel like everybody just raps about the same stuff nowadays, and it's all drugs. Like, that's all people rap about now. It's, like, taking, like, Xanax or something like that. And I'm like, I don't do any of that kind of stuff, so that's why I don't relate to it.
Yeah, maybe. But rest in peace, Mac Miller.
Yep. And I can't believe how young he was, dude.
Yeah, dude, he was 26. How? That's 4 years older than us, right? Right?
That's, like, so weird to me. I thought he was in his
30s. Mm-hmm. But, other than that, we could hop into some news.
Okay.
We got some big-ass news. Mm-hmm. One that shocked the world the other day. But it's still a fuck... I think it's still a rumor. I don't even know if it's confirmed, but...
I'm about to DM him right now.
All
right,
yeah. No, just call him. We'll throw him on the podcast, too.
True.
Freaking out. But Henry Cavill is gonna... Supposedly, he quit being Superman.
Mm-hmm.
If he quits being Superman, I think the DC Universe is fucking done.
Like I said in the last podcast, like...
Yeah.
I already feel like it's dead. Like, I don't... If... what was the new movie? Aquaman that we were talking about, right?
And Shazam.
If those...
Like, and Green Lantern.
Yeah, and Green Lantern. I already have a bad feeling about Green Lantern.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't... If they pick Tom Cruise, like, I just don't think it will be good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if none of those movies do good, then I think they're just going to cancel all of them. Like, I just don't think that they'll do anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. I think the DC service that they're coming out with, like, all the DC TV shows, I think they're going to be in the universe.
Oh, really?
Like you the know
ones
how,
with Netflix?
Yeah, but I think they're going to throw them into movies, too.
Oh, really?
Not like Marvel, how they have Daredevil, and they don't put them in movies.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're going to introduce that Robin... And then throw him in a Batman movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they'll keep the same actor and character. But, yeah, I think if Henry... I think if this rumor is true, or if it is already true, I don't know. But, because Henry Cavill hasn't said anything about it, but post on that day when everyone's saying that he quit being Superman, he posted a video of like, I forget what song is on, but... but a Superman toy coming up from, like, his chest, and he's wearing a Krypton gym shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, and all the comments are like, so did you quit or not?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying to myself too, but for sure, if Henry Cavill, I don't know why, but I feel like for sure if he quits, I think he's done.
Oh, yeah. He's the best Superman in my opinion. Like, he's just perfect.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know Man of Steel, it is about him.
I feel like Man of Steel is really underrated for how many DC movies they've been dropping. And I feel like he should have been had a second movie already.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are saying, too.
Whatever happened with the Flash movie? When was that supposed to come out?
I think it's supposed to come out next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I never heard anything about that.
I know they're swapping a shit ton of directors all the time. I don't know if they're still set on a director. But, yeah, supposedly it's supposed to come out next year.
Mm.
But
if these movies don't do... Or if these movies do
I don't
good.
Even think a Flash movie is going to happen next year because Wonder Woman 2 is coming out next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
that's like the only thing that's saving that franchise is the Wonder Woman like series.
Yeah, hopefully, I don't know. If Henry Cavill quits Superman, then I don't know. For sure, I think they're doomed as fuck.
Me too.
But then again,
I already feel that
way. And then
way.
There was another rumor too, like right after Henry Cavill. Right after Henry.
That's his brother.
You know what's so weird? Every time when we talk about someone pro or someone famous, we always say their last name. Uh-huh. Like, oh, Paul Rodriguez. Oh, Shane O'Neill. Or Nick Tucker. Uh-huh. Henry Cavill. Or whatever. Ben Affleck.
I felt so weird when Daniel Espinosa used to show up at the park. Because I was like, do we just call him Daniel?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
I was like, or do we say like his last name? It's weird.
But if, like I was saying, if right after Henry quit, that those rumors got out, there was another thing that happened. It said Ben Affleck's leaving. God damn, I can't fucking
talk. Ben Affleck's leaving Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck is leaving Batman too. A lot of people
are making a Batman too.
God damn it, shut
up. Just kidding.
But Ben Affleck left Batman. Something like that. That's still a rumor. But none of this stuff has got cleared up, whatever, by DC or Warner Brothers or by anybody. But that shit shook the world. I don't even know if it's real still.
Yeah.
But if it is, then DC's fucking done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how if they could pick it back up.
They can't.
Or if they're just gonna have the DC universe without Batman and Superman.
Just have Disney buy out Warner Brothers. that's the only thing that's gonna save you.
God, but that'd be crazy.
That, to be honest, that would not surprise me at all.
It wouldn't surprise me either.
They can literally buy any single company that they want.
They fucking got money like that.
Yeah, they can literally buy anything. That's retarded.
Do you think Apple is Apple owned by Disney? No, huh?
I don't think so.
I think Disney wanted to buy Apple.
Yeah, I think Apple is still just its own company. I don't think it's been bought out by anybody. Because I know Microsoft's still owned by Windows and stuff like that.
No, Microsoft owns Windows.
Well, that's why I said it. It's owned by Windows.
Oh. But I was going to say, who do you think makes more money, Apple or Disney?
Oh, Disney for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Damn.
100%.
But speaking of Henry Cavill, he's been casted as Geralt, the main character in The Witcher for the Netflix series that's coming out next year, I think. Or it starts filming next year. I forgot, but that's pretty fucking hype. That was another thing, too. I started playing The Witcher 3, and fuck, I want to keep playing it, but it's so fucking slow. I hate how slow it is at first. I was falling asleep like 4 times playing the beginning of it, and I still pretty am falling asleep on it.
Sounds fun.
But I want to keep playing it because I heard it's really good. But
it looks really good.
Yeah, I'm super hyped. That's the only reason why I want to play it, because Henry Cavill got casted. I bought the first 2 books. I'm going to read the first book on the plane when I go to work. And I bought the game, so I'm pretty hyped on it. But Henry Cavill cast as Geralt, it looks like a good look. I'm pretty hyped.
Cool.
I can't wait for it. But I'll just see something else. Oh, but that's pretty much movie news, TV news. There's a new photo of Jason Todd and Robin in the new Teen Titans show. I don't know how that deal is. I don't know the price of the DC Universe subscription, but yeah, like I said earlier, supposedly they're going to be in the DC Universe movies.
Oh, okay. What about Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix? Joker. I was going to get there right now. Oh, okay. But supposedly Jason Todd and Robin are in Teen Titans now. Oh, like, okay. Jason Todd is actually going to be in Teen Titans. Not in the Teen Titans, but in the show as well.
Yeah.
But fuck, Titans, the way they make the cast look, they look like shit. Starfire, really, Beast Boy,
it looks so stupid.
Fucking Raven,
looks... I don't know if you saw Jabari's post or not.
Yeah, but... he was like okay, y'all got the whole crew except for my boy Cyborg.
Yeah. And he said that Starfire looks like a hold on, or looks like a hooker on hold at 1 a.m. I was like, wow, that's seriously, that's so way accurate. Too true.
Yeah, they look, I don't know, it depends on the subscription of, maybe they'll give a free week, I'll watch the show.
And you already had a bad vibe about the trailer.
Yeah, fuck it. Batman.
It was so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. It was... Fuck, dude. Hopefully... I don't know. It's so weird. Maybe the show will do good, but...
No, it won't. I'm just kidding.
But, other thing, we saw... What's his name?
Joaquin? Yeah.
Joaquin... What's his last name? Phoenix?
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix. There's leaked footage of the way... of him for the Joker origin movie. And the way he looks, he does have the makeup, that's not what he looks like. Yeah. You know that, right? Just like, he got so skinny to be the Joker. And the way he looks in the leaked footage, like, you can't hear audio, nothing from him, but it looks so good. Like, the way he's acting, right? Like, just the way, like, his tone is, the way he's talking to, like, the guy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I feel like this movie's gonna be good.
He's a good actor. Like, I don't know if you heard about that one little thing that he did for a while where he, like, faked being, like, a rapper and stuff like that, and made, like, everybody think that he was actually becoming, like, this rapper and stuff like that, and he grew out this full-on beard and everything. Like, he completely changed his whole personality, but I heard that it was all just, like, just something I did just to mess with people.
Dude, that's I
was like, that's insane.
I liked him in Gladiator, and
I forgot that he was in Gladiator. He's really good.
That's the only movie I like. When I see him, I just instantly think Gladiator. Like,
that's a really good
movie. The last thing I seen of him that's like new was the movie Her.
That movie's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that movie's fucking weird. But damn, that leaked footage looks like, I can't wait for the movie to come out. This might fucking pick DC back up. No, it won't. But damn, but
it's gonna get bought out by Warner Bros. Or it's gonna get bought out by Disney.
But other than that movie, the way he looks so good. I can't wait for the movie.
Yeah, I can see him as being a good actor for it, because he is a good actor.
What else is another thing? We've been watching skating news. Oh, Trey Williams went AM for Primitive.
Oh yeah,
that came out 2 days ago.
I thought it was yesterday.
Either one.
And then came out yesterday.
Yeah, but Trey Williams and for Primitive doesn't surprise me.
No, I thought pretty hyped. Am a long time ago.
Pretty hyped. I didn't watch the video. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was whatever.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of it.
But there's that. Battle of the Barracks 11 is still happening. Who's winning? Chris Roberts? Or
Chris Roberts is destroying Mike Mo.
It's because, then again, Chris Roberts, that he picked like fucking OP-ass so, people.
I don't know if you watch like the little talks that they do, like the little podcast, or not really podcasting, but they like talk about minutes. The games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Supposedly, Mike Mo's saying that they pre-picked all the people for the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Roberts is like playing it off, saying like, nah, dude, we got to pick them all. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, so you don't really know who to believe. Like, if they actually picked the people for their teams,
mm-hmm.
or if they were all pre-picked for them already. Because Mike Mo's saying that they were all pre-picked.
Yeah.
But Chris Roberts is like, no, we picked them all ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So that's, like, kind of...
Yeah, I believe Mike Mo's getting his ass kicked. But then again, whatever. Chris Roberts has some OP-ass people, though.
Yeah, because Mike Mo... I kind of am leaning towards Mike Mo's side because he doesn't even know, like, these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that they're talking about and stuff like that. So why would he have picked them?
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, dude. Freaking... Did you watch the Justin Dreisen game today?
No, I didn't. I forgot about it. I watched someone yesterday, though. That was kind of lame.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
The Justin Dreisen, he goes against Louis Lopez.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was going to be a quick-ass game, like a quick loss. But fuck, like, it was a pretty good game so far. Like, it just looked like he knew the tricks he was doing, so he was doing them.
Mm-hmm.
So it just looked like a fun, casual game. Like, no one was going try hard or nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
But it just seemed, like, casual.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be, like a V-Money Savage game of skate.
Yeah.
That game was fucking terrible.
That was one of the worst games I have
ever seen in Battle of the Barracks.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Mm-hmm. But,
like, it looked like neither one of them wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Like, even Kevin White, like, his tricks weren't really that good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were kind of sloppy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, just to me, it looked like they didn't want to be there at all.
But you should watch the Justin Dreisen game.
I'll watch it when I get home.
Yeah, it's really good.
Still, my favorite game so far, my two favorite games are...
Battle of the Barracks?
Yeah, for this one is, why can't I think of his name right now? I can't think of his name. Who was it that just played last week? Carlos Ribeiro versus, who did he play?
I don't know.
Carlos Ribeiro.
Mm-hmm.
How do you not remember? You watched it.
I was there.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Carlos Ribeiro versus, damn, I can't think. Who was it?
I was just going to say my favorite Battle of the Barracks games of skate were...
Well, I meant for this season.
I'm talking about everything. Fuck.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, was the Carlos Ribeiro game and the Walker Ryan one. Those are my two favorite ones.
Oh, it was the one that Jabari didn't like. It
yeah,
was Carlos
that's
Ribeiro.
The one that I thought was really good.
Yeah, me too. Carlos Ribeiro against...
Oh, man. Oh, was it Trent?
No,
Trent played.
Oh no, it was Trevor.
Trevor McClung.
Yeah,
that was a really good game.
Yeah, that game was dope.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Battle of the Barracks 11.
No. Trevor. Trevor played that one guy that writes for Real.
Sounds like it's raining outside.
I know it does. But, whatever. We'll get to something else.
Yeah, skate. There's pretty. It's so hard to talk about.
I gotta look it up, dude. It's gonna drive me crazy. You go ahead and talk about the news.
Pretty much just for video game news, all we have is Nintendo Direct that happened.
Okay.
And besides Nintendo Direct, you want to get the Project Session game thing you were telling me about?
Oh, yeah, they're just having like some mode, like there's some guy that I watch on YouTube called Night Speeds,
mm-hmm.
and he does like a bunch of like skateboarding gaming stuff, and he's a skater too.
Mm-hmm.
But he was showing like, because he's like one of the developers for like beta tester kind of things.
Yeah.
And they're having a mode where you can do like as many flips as you want. Like you can do 720 triple flips.
Fuck.
And you can do like just quintuple kick flips, I think.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that. But you have to catch the kick flip.
Uh-huh.
Like you have to flick it and then you have to catch it. Or else I'll just keep on flipping and you'll land Prima.
God.
But you can do like triple flip 5-0s and stuff like that, or like 360 double flip 5-0s and stuff like that. It looks really cool.
It sounds like a trampoline mode where you're just constantly like in the air and it's just flipping, and then once you catch it, you're just
Mm-hmm. You just in the grind.
Yeah, it looks really cool because he can do like 540 double flips on flat and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's realistic because, like, I mean, Seva does this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just think that's a really cool thing.
That's dope.
That I don't know if you can do it with hard flips or not, too. Like, mm-hmm. double hard flips and stuff like that. Or if it's just, I think it might just be like kick flips, heel flips, and tray flips.
Hmm.
And like burials and stuff like that. But I'm not entirely sure.
Hmm. That sounds sick. Yeah, I can't wait for practice session. That game is really
fucking buggy. I can't wait until they get it, like...
finally done, huh?
Like, when they make it, like, look clean, because so many people are hating on it right yeah. now. But yeah, it's dude. So early on still.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They just recently got, like, their budget from, like, Microsoft and stuff like that. Microsoft.
Because
mm-hmm. it's going to be on Microsoft. Like, when it first comes out, it's going to be on Microsoft. And I think maybe on PC when it first comes out.
I think it's going to come out. I think... maybe Xbox will get it first,
well, and then come to PlayStation. Xbox is getting it first because they already paid for it. They already put money into it.
Oh, okay.
So they're getting it
first. For sure, I think it's gonna be like Cuphead. It's gonna come to Xbox yeah. and PC because it's already on PC.
Yeah.
Well, at least the demo is.
I think it's gonna be on those at the beginning, and then later on, they're probably gonna port it onto other consoles. But Microsoft already put like money into the game to help them develop it,
mm-hmm.
so they already kind of own it.
Hmm. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got Nintendo Direct that happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
Really slow news week, huh?
Yeah.
But let's do the least hype of the Nintendo Direct. Why are they still making games for 3DS?
True.
Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me if they still are, like, a company that's like, all right, time to start this new 3DS game tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It takes like 2 years to make a game or something, and they're starting a 3DS game tomorrow. You know what I mean? But Luigi's Mansion 3DS, they showed some new stuff for it.
It was Chris Jocelyn that he played.
Oh!
How could we not remember that?
Wait, Carlos Rivera lost, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go.
That was a really good game, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How could we forget Chris Jocelyn?
I don't know.
That makes no sense to me.
I would have never thought of a game escape like that.
I know, me neither.
Oh, Chris Jocelyn, new video part to come out for his shoot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that comes out tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. But back to the Nintendo Direct. Luigi's Mansion for 3DS comes out, like, in October 12th or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new game mode where you can play two-player co-op where you're Luigi's Green Ghost. But you can only be the Green Ghost and play the complete story together is if you and the second player have the game together.
Yeah.
You could be the Green Luigi without the game, but you can only fight boss battles mm-hmm. in like the mini games and stuff. And that's pretty much all new to it. You can add amiibos to it, get special abilities, extra coins.
That's different. They haven't done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding.
But that's pretty much it for Luigi's Mansion and Kirby's Epic Yarn for 3DS. Mm-hmm. That looks interesting. That comes out late this year?
I think so.
Kirby's Epic Yarn.
I wasn't paying attention at the date.
It looks really, I like the art style.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like Yoshi's yarn, but it looks, like, really, like, thin. Basically, it's a thin-ass yarn.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty dope. But other than that, we have, at the beginning, they announced Luigi's Mansion 3 for Switch to come out next year already.
Yeah.
Supposedly, that's a working, a title. Work in progress. That looks pretty cool. I never played a Luigi's Mansion game in my life. I didn't even know there was Luigi's Mansion 2.
I think I played it. I didn't know that either. I don't know if they're considering the one that's on the 3DS.
Yeah, the first one, huh?
Yeah, if that's considered 2 or something like that, like a remastered one is considered 2.
Yeah, because the new 3DS Luigi's Mansion is the first one.
Okay.
It's a remake.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the only time I don't even know if I've played it or not, but remember when McDonald's used to have those little GameCube things? I think I played it there. Once.
That's cool.
It. I mean, that was such a long time ago, I don't remember.
I know my cousins had it, but I never got to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But Luigi's Mansion coming to Switch. Luigi's Mansion 3 coming to Switch next year.
Best horror game by far.
It looks really good from what they... I don't know if it's a gameplay trailer, but the trailer looked very interesting. Luigi's Mansion always caught my attention. I just never got around to playing it.
Yeah.
But that's pretty dope.
Just be careful with the jump scares. pretty scary.
Nintendo Switch Online comes out September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's already out, but I'm pretty sure I'm gonna upload it tonight. But Nintendo Switch Online, it's finally coming out this month.
Okay,
I'm pretty hyped on it. It's really fucking cheap.
Yeah,
I'm pretty hyped on it because it's cheaper than most online services, and for what you get, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. Like other online services, like it's pretty. It's worth it because you get to play with your friends or whatever. But for 1 month for Nintendo Switch Online is $4. 3 months, $8. 12 months, $20. Like $20.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that they would all do that.
Yeah,
it doesn't need to be $60 or $50.
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous.
Like,
yeah,
that's cool that you get games and stuff like that every month, like with the PlayStation 1. Mm-hmm. Xbox does that too, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool and all, but I mean, just make it at the most $30. That's
yeah,
most.
I feel like the most $30, yeah.
Yeah, and that'd be cool. Like, I wouldn't mind paying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially, like, to play with your friends. Yeah. Like, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really charging you to play with your friends, you know what I mean? I remember I was listening to this podcast where this guy was like, yeah, I never got to get a Xbox 360 because I only have PlayStation 3 because I couldn't afford getting a paying online service.
It was expensive.
Yeah. Dude.
Like, I remember doing that when I had an Xbox 360 and, like, paying, like, every other month or something like that. Like, I used to have to, like, try and save up my allowance or whatever to pay for it, and it sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, he was saying, like, yeah, so I only had a PlayStation 3. I wanted an Xbox 360, and I remember I had got one. And I found out I had to pay to play with my friends, and I had to return it to get the PlayStation 3. Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, but then the Xbox One and PS4 came out, and now they're both charging, so I didn't get none of them. And then one of my other homies, when I went to college, he was saying, oh, why don't you just play PC then? He was like, how much is that? How much is it to play with your friends? He was like, oh, you don't have to play nothing. It's free.
Yeah.
And then he was like, free? How much is it to build a PC? Well, I'd rather just do that and play new games constantly, you know?
I mean, you'd save your money.
Yeah, PC. Yeah, PC is really expensive.
That's one of the main reasons I wanted to do like PC gaming and stuff. Like that. I mean, I don't do it anymore because I use my laptop for like school and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that. But I mean, that was like the main reason why I wanted to do it because I didn't have a PS4 or anything, and I was like, I can get all these games for half the price basically, and it's free online.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, why not do that one?
Yeah, I think PC. It's really expensive to build one. Like, no matter how much you think of putting in, but, and buying a laptop, because you gotta, when you're building a computer, you gotta build your PC, buy a monitor, buy a desk, buy a chair, like, that, all that stuff adds up and stuff, but I think it's really worth it when you're buying games for $5.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter.
And it's good games, too, that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these, it's not like weird, like, indie games or anything. You're getting, like, full-on games for $5.
The only thing that you're getting excluded from is, like, exclusive, like, Spider-Man or fucking
and some of the Xbox exclusives are
already
on PC,
and Nintendo games too, but yeah, other than that, but
wait, Nintendo games too?
No, like excluding for PC. Okay. Well, you could play Nintendo games with like with hacks, ROM hacks.
Oh, true. Yeah, you could.
Yeah, freaking but yeah, Nintendo Switch Online, it's pretty cheap. They have like a family plan you could get for like $35, and you could add like two or more people.
$34.99.
Man, shut up.
Just kidding.
Stop talking. But yeah, Nintendo Switch Online, they're still using that stupid fucking app. I don't know why. Like, why do you have an app? How are you supposed to hear in-game volume when you're connected to your phone? You know what I mean? That doesn't make sense. But
they'll probably end up switching it though, I think.
I mean, if they held on to it, well, I feel like
I mean,
not
I think
give
they'll
up on
realize
it.
Like after how many people don't like it, they'll be like, oh, maybe we'll just put it in the game.
Yeah, I don't know, just their way to be different, whatever. But they still have the app where you go into party chat when you can just make a phone call or go to Discord, but whatever. They have the NES library. Every month they're gonna update NES games. You have a free, it used to be where you get a free NES every single month, I think. And then it gets swapped out for something else, but I guess they changed it to like an NES library you have access to if you have paid the online subscription. So there's a bunch of NES games you can keep playing, and with that announced, they announced NES Joy-Cons where you put them on the sides of your Switch, charge them like that, and you pop them off and turn it to its side and play as an NES controller.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really dope. That's pretty hype because now imagine, like, I'm waiting for Mario Maker where you play Mario Maker with the NES controller.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Mario Maker Deluxe or whatever. But
does it have bumpers?
Yeah.
On it? Okay.
Yeah, it does. But it's going to be really small to press those bumpers. Did they have them on the first NES?
No, they don't have anything. They have two buttons. What is that? two buttons
and the start and the directional.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 But yeah, they have those buttons on there too.
Yeah.
That was announced. Fuck. What else was there? Besides online service.
Final Fantasy.
No, online service.
On the
online. NES library. NES library, NES controllers, paid subscription, the app, and that's pretty much it. You have to pay to play with friends now on Nintendo. So it's not that bad. But other than that, after they announced that, we got some new games coming back. We got Katamari Reroll. What's that game? Because that game looks so fucked up.
It's weird. Yeah. I've never played it, but I've watched a ton of like gameplays of it, stuff like that. And it's just a weird game. It's literally, you just roll stuff up into a ball. Like, there'll be, like, areas where you're, like, in a town. Mm-hmm. And you start rolling up people, and then a car, and then buildings. And
fuck!
Then, like, I think you can even get to the point where you start rolling up, like oceans and stuff like that. Like, you can get it so big to where you're, like, rolling up mountains and stuff like that.
God.
It's really weird.
That sounds pretty cool. Sounds interesting. But, yeah, when I first saw it and saw Katamari, the main character guy, I was like, oh, hell yeah, a Wario game coming on Switch? Because I thought he was in Wario.
Yeah.
Like, as a
the
Wario
King
mini...
of the Cosmos guy or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was so hyped that I thought it was a Wario game, then I got that down. Wow. But we got that game.
Yeah, it's a really weird game.
We got Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. It's the same Mario game that came out for Wii U, just coming to Switch now, remastered. Comes with Luigi, Super Luigi U, where Luigi has his own story.
That's the same one that was, or is it a different one that was on the Wii U?
It's the same one.
Okay.
Just same like one. It was same bundled, yeah.
Okay.
Same exact thing. They added three new characters, Toadette and the guy that takes your shit, the money grabber guy. I forgot his name.
Wario.
I'm just kidding. That guy and Toadette, something like that. Princess Toadette.
Oh, yeah, Princess
Toadette. I forgot. Oh, no, Princess Peachette. There you go.
Mm.
Is it Peachette? I think it's Toadette.
I think it's Toadette.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it is Toadette, I think.
But yeah, remastered Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe is coming next year, January?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like 19th or something like that.
And then we saw some... the NES controllers were going to be $60.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
For both of them.
Yeah, for both of them. Mm-hmm. Oh, the only way you could get it is if you're a Nintendo Switch Online subscriber.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Why wouldn't you pay the $20 too?
I mean,
period.
Yeah.
If you don't want to be playing with your friends.
To be honest, what's the point of even getting them if you're not already like a subscription?
Yeah, because why would you get them if you don't have
NES games or anything?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw some new Mario Party footage, and they say in the direct that there's like online game mode, so we know for a fact that online parties is confirmed.
Yeah,
like online mini game challenge mode. So hopefully we can play Mario Party online, like an actual party game online.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So no, I'm pretty hyped. I'm hyped for that game. Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out in October too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more hyped for Mario Party than Red Dead. That's how excited I am.
It's because you haven't played the first one. That's why.
Why don't you have to play the first one?
You do.
It's a prequel.
I know, but that will get you hyped for the new one.
If I never
played the first one, I wouldn't have been hyped for the new one.
Are you getting the new one?
Maybe when it goes down in price. I hate spending $60 on a game.
True. But yeah, Mario Party looks super hyped. That game looks like it's the last one for Wii U looked childish, like it just looked for little kids, like as if they couldn't hold the controller. But this one looks actually like challenging
yeah.
for like adults. New Game Freak game called work in progress title called Town. That game looks really nice.
With Ben Affleck.
God damn it.
Just kidding.
But, yeah, Town looks really nice. It's another turn-based game.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly, like, it takes place in a town, and there's monsters that come to the town, and you gotta defeat them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to come out next year, I think. It looks interesting. They didn't do much information on it. They just announced that it's coming to Switch.
To me, it just feels like a generic RPG game.
Like, it does look like Game Freak... needed something else before Pokemon to come out.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Like, it kind of just looks like every RPG I've seen.
I don't see a lot of Game Freak games that's not Pokemon.
I don't know of any single Game Freak game that's not Pokemon.
Yeah, see what I mean? Like, it's cool that it's not Pokemon is what I'm saying,
uh-huh,
too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty...
But I just feel like it's just a generic RPG game.
Hmm. It looks like it has like a... Now, I was going to say like a Persona turn-based style.
Well, I mean, that is a turn style that it is. It's just the one person turn style. I can't remember what that's
called. It looks good.
Turn-based.
I'll for sure keep looking into
that. It reminds me of like Dragon Quest.
Oh.
That's what it's kind of like.
That's what I was going to say. Splatoon 2 is getting a new update. There's new gear, guns, and maps. And I don't know what the fuck they added, but it looks like they're adding super moves into it.
What the hell?
Because there's this one part in the direct where some character is like holding up something, and it looks like he's doing a big ass Rasengan from Naruto. And he throws the paint into the area. Like, it looks so fucking weird. But I want to keep playing Splatoon 2, but I sold mine already. But
then how are you gonna play?
Because there's I don't have a lot of friends that have Splatoon 2, so it's just it's just boring playing by yourself, you know. Oh, that was the thing that I forgot. Cloud data saved for Nintendo Switch. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can have all your saved files into a cloud where if you're paying for Nintendo Switch Online service, all your saved data gets saved into a cloud. So if you break your Switch and you get a brand new one, your saved data comes back to that Switch. That's you know what I mean? But I've heard that if you have a saved data cloud and you don't pay your online subscription, that saved data is gone.
Oh, really? No more.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's pretty fucking weird, pretty fucked up, but
whatever. But, I mean, it's $20.
Yeah, it's $20.
Yeah.
But still, like, if there's a chance of that happening, like, that kind of sucks, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why would they put that at risk, period?
Yeah.
But whatever. But,
like, I feel like that'll turn people off if, like, it breaks. Like, their Switch breaks, and it's, like, running at the time where, like, your subscription's ending. Mm-hmm. And you're like...
Yeah, why would I pay another month if I can't buy a Switch right now? Uh-huh. Yeah, that would suck.
Like, I feel like that would be the only downfall of it.
Yoshi game coming out next year, too. Yoshi, what's it called? Yoshi Craft World. That game looks pretty interesting, but... I don't know, it looks too childish. I don't know, I feel like child games, like, that look like that... I know it's going to cost $60, but I feel like it's worth, like, $40.
Not even looks... 40, I think 30.
Really?
Yeah. I think all of those games should only be like $30.
Which ones? Yoshi?
Like Yoshi's Island or Yoshi's Craft World? Yeah. Like all those kind of games. And like the Kirby game and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, well, the 3DS games, they're only $40.
Well, I said 30.
Just kidding. Okay, but Yoshi's Craft World looks pretty interesting. I like the... I don't know. It just looks cool. There's not much to talk about it. Just him throwing a yarn ball, doing puzzles... Getting all the poochies, the little doggies. Looks pretty interesting. I might cop. It's a maybe. That bootleg Sims game, City Skylines.
Yeah. It's just a Sim Cities like 3D model game.
Yeah, it looks so. I don't know if you like if you're into architecture. I'm pretty sure you'll love this game.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, it reminded me of something that'd be like in an architecture class.
Yeah, City Skylines. It looks really cool. If you're into buildings, streets. Like all the tiny little detail into building a new area, but yeah, City Skylines is coming to Switch.
I feel like it'd be fun for 10 minutes and then you get bored of it.
Yeah,
like you'll play it for 10 minutes, right? All right, I build a town,
I wouldn't play it,
and now I'm done.
I wouldn't even bother,
really.
It was just like, oh, that's cool, just not for me. Yeah, but yeah, that's coming to Switch. Asmode, I don't know what it's called.
Asmode, I want to play that game.
Asmode, it's like a is like a board game on your Switch.
Oh, is that what that was called?
Yeah, it was called Ass Mode.
I was saying a completely different thing.
But it's like a board game on your Switch where you're like it's just I don't know how else to put it. Like the board game is on your Switch. Like you can use your Switch as the board game.
Like it's basically the table.
Yeah, like there's a Lord of the Rings games coming. What's that famous game they said? Catan?
Yeah, Catan. Yeah, I think it's called Catan.
Catan's coming, and Munchkin is coming. Like it's just an app where you download and you can buy the in-game game and use the Switch as like a as the board game table.
Yeah,
like I'm pretty sure they'll add like a Dungeons and Dragons DLC where you can add all the pieces, draw the map out as you're playing the story with your friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of going all out buying a digital TV, getting all the markings and stuff, a screen. I'm pretty sure that would change a lot of ways people play Dungeons & Dragons if it comes to Switch.
I wonder if you'd have to have, like, a Dungeon Master still. Or if it would be, like, in-game, like, Dungeon Master.
Yeah. Either way, I would prefer playing Dungeons & Dragons like that, too. Like, with friends in real life. Using the Asmode app.
Warframe coming to Warframe, Just Dance, and FIFA 19 coming to Switch. Warframe is pretty dope, but I just couldn't get into it. Mm-hmm. My cousin plays it all the fucking time. Every time I hop on PlayStation, all I see is him playing Warframe.
I've never played it.
It's free. It's free to play. I've never played it. But I don't know how to describe it, because I only played like an hour of it, but I couldn't get into it. My brother played a lot of it, but it's coming to Switch. But Just Dance seems cool to come to Switch, if you're like having a party and stuff and people want to dance.
I hate that game with a passion. My brother had it and I played it. I'm like, really? I'm like a retard playing this game.
The closest thing I got close to playing a Just Dance game wasn't even Just Dance. It was like, I went to San Francisco and he had this like karaoke game for PlayStation 3.
Oh, I remember that game. I was like, sing it or something.
Yeah,
like,
right? I think that's what it was. And that was the closest thing I got to playing Just Dance. It was me singing.
I did that once at one, like, the Best Buy, like, kiosk, like, mm-hmm. demo games. Mm-hmm. I played that game there.
Yeah, I killed it on that fucking sing it game,
though. Oh, really?
I got, like, he usually gets the top scores, and he got, like, 95 on the song. I was singing, Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, what?
By, that's tight. By who is it by?
I know. I can't remember his name. It's, whatever, we'll talk about
we'll be
quiet forever.
Yeah, we're singing Ain't No Sunshine, and he got 95 and I got 99.
Oh, that's cool.
So I almost 100% first try, so it's pretty fucking hype. But I'm pretty sure I would 100% if I wasn't shy in the beginning first couple of words. But mm-hmm. yeah, those games are coming. Team Sonic Racing is coming to Switch. Makes no fucking sense, because Sonic is the fastest fucking character,
right?
And he's driving a car.
It's I don't know if you ever heard of Sonic R on the Sega Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the worst games that they have ever made.
Really?
And it's a Sonic racing game, but they all run, and it is like the worst. Like they didn't put any thought into making that game. Like, just look it up on YouTube, and you'll look at it and you'll be like, "Oh my god, this is the worst looking game I have ever seen."
God, that sounds really bad. It sounds like it sucks. Like, why would you make the other characters race against Sonic?
Yeah, it's so stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't even get why they make Sonic Team Racing. Why are they in cars?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like Sonic... I feel like, if anything, Sonic shouldn't have a car.
He really shouldn't. Like, he's way faster than a car.
He should be racing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't
make sense. And he would still win.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, why make the game? I know. What the hell? Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with that
Sonic. They're just trying to make another Mario Kart, like, parody kind of thing.
Oh, another thing that we didn't watch is that they made Nicktoons Kart Racing.
Oh my god.
And that game looks so fucking terrible.
The only other kart game that I've played that I thought was good was the Crash kart game on PlayStation 1. I played on the PlayStation 1. I haven't played on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The PlayStation 2 one is Kart on Crash Tag Team Racing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. the first one, PlayStation 1, is Crash Nitro Kart.
No, right? No, it's switched around. The first one is called Crash Team Racing. It's CTR. It says Crash and CTR on the
PlayStation. But the second one is called Crash Tag Team Racing.
No.
I had it.
It's switched
for around. PlayStation 2. It's a blue cover. It has Crash and it has...
I thought that was the Nitro one.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Positive?
I'm 100%
positive.
I'm
going to look it up after
I'm going to look it up right now. It's called Crash Tag Are you Team Racing. Crash Tag Team Racing. Watch.
I thought Watch. That was on the PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 2. See, blue cover, Crash, and the guy right there.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
Crash Tag Team Racing. But that game is dope as fuck.
All right.
You could do front flips, and as you're in the air to get an extra boost, you have to start farting in your car.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, that game was so sick.
Yeah, I haven't played that one.
That game, that's the game that came with, I don't know how I ended up with it, but the 4-player multi-tap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, when I got that game, that's when I had it. Like, that's when I had the accessory for my PlayStation 2. I was like, how did I get this? Where did I get it from? But, all right, cool.
I feel like there's, like, no games on the PlayStation 2 that needs that.
What?
The 4-player multi-tap? Yeah, the multi-tap. Like, I can't think of any games.
Ever since I got the 4-player multi-tap, mm-hmm. I had, like, Over the Hedge was 4 players.
Really?
Nicktoons Unite was 4 players. That's all the Nicktoons games were 4 players.
Best game on PlayStation 2.
When we try to replay
that was God, horrible. Yeah. But, we literally played it for 5 minutes. We're like, yeah, this is mm-hmm. so boring.
But, yeah, the Nicktoons kart racing looks so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because it has, like, old-ass shows, and then it has the newest Ninja Turtles.
Oh, really?
Like, it doesn't make sense.
They did that before. They've done...
Yeah, Nicktoons Kart Racing?
Yeah, on the PlayStation 1. It had, like, Rugrats and stuff on it. I used to have it.
Yeah, this one has... The new one has Rugrats, too. Mm-hmm. I think the only thing I'm hyped for that I'm probably going to get for Switch or PlayStation still is the DC Supervillain Lego game.
Oh, yeah.
That game looks so sick. Mm-hmm. Like, does it be a DC villain? I think the main story is that you are your own villain. And you could take... you could learn off people's abilities. Like, you'd be reverses Flash to speed.
Yeah.
Or just something crazy like that. Like, you'd be your own character.
Or Batman's...
Or Ben Affleck Batman, yeah.
Yeah, or it's like, wait a minute.
That game... But yeah, that game looks super dope. If you haven't seen that, that looks really interesting. There's a fuck ton of Final Fantasy games coming to Switch. Like, what? I think Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Edition...
Yeah.
You could get that.
12. 12's coming out on it. Yeah.
12, 10, and 10.2 HD.
It's Final Fantasy X2.
Something like that.
I don't understand. Why didn't they just call it 11?
Final Fantasy 7 and 9 are coming to Switch. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. You could play... I never played any Final Fantasy game.
I don't think I have either.
I have the brand new one, 15, on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. Still in the wrapper.
Really?
Yeah. I heard that game where it's where you could jump in.
Yeah, that one's supposed to be really good, too.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be long, also, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, though, but I heard the series is really good. I just want to... I would like to play from 1 to go to 15 to know everything. Yeah. I don't want to watch gameplay story. I want to play them.
Mm-hmm. That would take forever to watch that gameplay story for 15 games.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah, if you like, if you're a Final Fantasy guy, you can play Final Fantasy on your Switch coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
But... Other than that, we got the last thing, two new Switch bundles coming out, Pokemon Eevee and Pokemon Pikachu bundle. You get the Switch, two color Joy-Cons, a brown one and a yellow one, and on the back of the Switch where you're carrying it, it has Pikachu and Eevee on it.
Oh, okay.
Like embroidered into it, like detail with a scanner or something. And I think the dock is a detail too. I'm not sure, but that bundle and Super Smash Bros. Bundle was announced too. The Switch bundle.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with a downloadable code. It comes out early. It comes out like October 17th or something.
Okay.
You get it early.
So in like a few weeks.
Yeah. That one's pretty cool because it has the only thing cool about it is the dock. Mm-hmm. It has like the full like Smash lineup on them. But the console, like itself, the Switch itself, it's not that great. It just has the Smash logo on one controller and the lines, the little mm-hmm. line logo.
Yeah.
On the left one, and the line continues on the right one.
Oh yeah, that's stupid.
But I don't know what's on the back of the Switch. Something could be on the back, like the Pokemon one, but
it's gonna be a gigantic Pikachu.
I hope so, or a giant Smash logo.
Yeah.
But other than that, the bundle looks it looks whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a Switch, I say get that one because why not? You get Smash Bros. I think both of them. Oh, the Pokemon comes with the Pokemon bundle comes with the Pokeball.
Oh yeah.
The Pokeball, you guys know the Pokeball accessory, and it comes with Mew.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that one is $400. And the Smash bundle is $360.
Oh, I would for sure get the Smash one.
Yeah, just to.
I would get that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean the Pokemon game is $60. The Pokeball is $50, so that's $110
mm-hmm.
plus $300 the Switch. So you basically said $10.
Yeah.
But the Smash one is just average, as if you're just buying the game separate. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a bundle. Why wouldn't you get the bundle?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But oh, Smash Bros. News. They came out with a new character. They had a Smash Bros. Direct. They were showing just like fighting stuff. And at the end of it, that was supposed to be the last thing. And they show an Animal Crossing character. And everyone, like, for me, I never played Animal Crossing, but
I haven't played it either.
But everyone loves Animal Crossing, I guess.
Uh-huh. Like, people worship that game.
Yeah, and I was so hyped because I was like, what? They're announcing Animal Crossing for Switch? Hell yeah. And it's like a little scene, and it shows like the Animal Crossing like dialogue,
uh-huh.
and it's like, oh, what to do? The boss is gone, probably playing Smash or Mario Party. What should I do? And then like she's checking around, like doing stuff in the office, and then she gets mail. She goes gets the mail. She's like, I wonder what I got in the mail. And then she's like, oh my god,
And, like, she flips around and does a dance, and it says, Isabella is coming to smash. Oh, wow. And I was like, wow! I really got trolled right now. I was really expecting an Animal Crossing game. What the hell? But I guess she got introduced to Smash. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it showed another Animal Crossing character. And then he gets some... I forgot how it goes, but it's like, he gets something. He's like, oh, that's cool. And it shows the Animal Crossing logo. It says, Animal Crossing. Coming to Switch, 2019. Oh, that's cool. I was like, oh, what, heck yeah, they trolled the troll. Heck yeah, that's sweet. But that pretty much ended the Direct.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I never played. The closest I got was playing the app. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, fuck. She's like, it's so hard to level up in that game once you get high enough level on the app.
Because it's, like, day-based, isn't it, too?
No, just XP-based, though. Oh, is it? So, like, but you're limited to how many people you could help out.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's, like, time-based in there. So, like, you can help out 3 people, wait for that reset, and then help another certain amount of people.
It takes forever.
Yeah. So, it takes a long time to level up. Tell me why Brianna, she's level 100.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
That's insane.
Yeah, dude. I was, like, she texted me. She was like, guess what? I was like, what? I'm level 100. I was like, wow, dude, you're crazy. That's insane. Yeah, dude. Fuck that. But other than that, that's pretty much all the news, all the stuff. Mm-hmm. Have to go to work soon. Hopefully I can pay off the cars, my bills, everything. But other than that, you have any final words to say? What you have to say to everyone?
What's up? Welcome to the Law of Night. Start all over again.
But yeah, that's pretty much all the news for this week. Hopefully we can come back next week. This has been episode 9. Leave a like, comment, whatever. Do all that cheesy stuff.
Don't use any mayonnaise on your sandwiches.
Oh, God. I hate mayonnaise.
That's my quote for the end of the podcast.
All right. Mine is pay attention to look both ways before crossing the street.
All right. Oh, wait. One more thing. Don't scare your grandma.
Don't scare your grandma. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Local Podcast. Carlos Perez.
Phoenix Grubs. Bye.
See you guys next time. Oh, yeah.